There are growing calls for social commentator Bettina Arndt to be stripped of her Australia Day Award for gender equity. A woman who was raped at the age of 15 has added her voice to the chorus, which already includes Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews, his Attorney General Jill Hennessy, and former Australian of the Year Rosie Batty. Grace Tame says she's written to the Governor General asking him to rescind the honour. Lorna Knowles has this exclusive report.
Grace Tame was a troubled 15-year-old student when she was groomed and then repeatedly raped by her maths teacher, Nicholas Bester.
I was diagnosed with anorexia. I was mentally unwell. I was under a lot of stress.
In 2013, Bester was convicted and jailed for his crimes. After his release, he did a controversial interview with social commentator Bettina Arndt.
Welcome, Nico.
Thank you, Bettina. So nice to see you in the flesh.
Nice to talk to you.
To Grace Tame's horror, the interview with her attacker was posted on YouTube in 2017.
It's hysterical nonsense to suggest that a man who rapes a child is the same as a teacher who falls for a sexy young teenage girl and stupidly has an affair with her.
We're not talking about running a stoplight. We're talking about the calculated, deliberate, insidious abuse of a child.
Grace Tame says not only was the interview upsetting, it was untrue.
Here we have an example where evidence of the girl's sexually provocative behaviour was presented to the judge. Now, I'm not saying this for 1 minute absolves Nico of total responsibility for what he did. He deserved to be punished.
There was no evidence of my provocative behaviour. I was not a willing participant in the relationship and that I did not know how to extricate myself. Not only is the interview disturbing because it gives a platform to a pedophile, it's not a truthful interview.
Grace Tame has now joined a growing chorus of critics calling for Bettina Arndt to be stripped of her award for services to gender equity. She's written to the Governor-General, David Hurley, asking him to rescind the AM.
It's about a principle. There's a principle at stake here. And it's about demonstrating to people that we cannot reward people who validate abusers and people who capitalise on the weaknesses and vulnerabilities of others.
Bettina Arndt declined to do an interview with AM, but said in a statement the issue had nothing to do with her Australia Day honour and that the interview with Bester had been taken out of context. A spokesman for the Governor-General said he respected the courage and leadership Ms Tame had shown through her advocacy. He said her request had been referred to the Council for the Order of Australia for advice and action.
I just want to appeal to his humanity and to appeal to his compassion and sense of reason. I'm not asking for an apology or an explanation, but just a chance to show the Australian public, to show the world that we do make mistakes, but we can correct them.
Grace Tame, and that report from Lorna Knowles.